This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're going to have a problem here.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tolan and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Heat, they lose last night, 108-89 of the Celtics. Not competitive. No Jimmy Butler. Heat back at it tomorrow against the Lakers. They also got drubbed yesterday, 109-80. LeBron hasn't hit a three in his last 19. I'm fully expecting him to break the three-point record tomorrow.
Dude, I have the worst feeling in the world, and Marcos does too, and we don't have...
Leroy was kind enough to grab some of those jerk chicken wings from downstairs.
Oh, dude, those are good.
So good. So good.
However, we now have... I have enough chicken stuck in my teeth to feed a small country. And no toothpick.
What about the floor?
No toothpick.
No. Everything made it in his mouth. Unfortunately, it's just stuck there this time.
Oh, for the price you
pay. Do you guys have the
fries?
Hey,
for the price you... No, we didn't get the fries. We all about the meat.
We actually had to put this on layaway.
And Dan Day had a chicken wing. He ate a two bone. He said he liked two bones. And I'm like, you look like a two bone.
Just completely on the way out. He's like, right, who could I body shame over here?
I'm not body shaming. Wait.
You think he said he looked like a two bone?
He does. Look how.
Okay.
How did Jimmy make it out alive after that?
Jimmy just got here. That's why.
Jimmy just got here.
Just got here. Or else he would have been victim.
Give him time. Give Leroy time.
That's no, right. I don't mess with Jimmy.
Jimmy bullies me. So I don't mess with him either.
I don't mess with
legs.
He's looking at you.
I don't mess with Jimmy.
So I don't know if this is the worst idea in sports or the best idea in sports, but what I find
did
crazy,
you create it?
I did not. I
okay,
did not.
So
actually,
there's a chance.
Well, I did not create it, but I do believe a radio personality locally did create this. And I remember this, you know, we've heard Lebatard show for years, and Stu Gatz and Billy Gill, I believe, they came up with some ideas like 10 years ago to spice up the game of baseball, which I believe they threw at Jim Leland.
Isn't that what the what's that team, like the Harlem Globetrotters?
The Savannah Bananas?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Savannah. You know what's actually, as I was driving up to St. Augustine, I saw their bus. They passed us by.
How slow were you driving that a tour bus went by you?
They were humming, dude. They were humming.
I've just thrown away 7 pieces of gum to try to make a homemade.
I've lost him. He's convinced I'm a jerk chicken. He's not listening to a word.
No, I did. You said they have a baseball plan.
So anyway, they had this baseball plan. One of them was trampolines in the outfield. I believe they wanted a moat. But the other thing is they had a super at bat, a golden at bat, where you could basically bring up your best hitter whenever you want, like a magic wild.
Yeah, that sounds it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Well, this is crazy, but apparently Rob Manfred is actually considering adding the golden at bat. This is actually something Major League Baseball is considering.
Come on.
Where a team can send its best hitter to the plate, even if it's not his turn, whenever, once a game.
I kind of like that. I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of like that.
Well, you're not in the season. I want to ask you, Marcos, because you are not a baseball fan. You hate baseball.
Absolutely. Boring.
And you want more razzle-dazzle. They, of course, have the pitch clock, which has definitely sped up games.
For sure.
There's no
for
doubt
sure.
about that.
I do it's like that. A great job. Do like that.
Baseball playoffs were fun this year.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the Marlins did not take part in it other than just sending a bunch of players to teams that made it to the Final Four.
Yeah.
But don't worry. We got Peter Bendix and Clayton McCullough on the case. You know, Bruce Sherman, he's going to spend those dollars. But what do you think of this, Marcos? Would you like the idea of whenever they wanted to, even if he wasn't up, Aaron Judge could be sent up to the plate, or Shohei Ohtani could be sent up to the plate whenever they wanted to, or is that too screwy?
I like it, but I want there to be a stipulation. Like, there has to be a drawback, right?
Like a punishment.
Yeah, like, fine, you can do that, but we're removing one of your base runners. Or, like, you know.
Or you get an extra. Or, like, all right, but you're down to your last out. Like, what have you
got
to
do? Yeah, exactly. You know, a little stakes. You know, when you implement rules, you got to add stakes.
I like that. I think that there can't
be no. Well, then, no, because then if you wouldn't want to bring them up. The only reason why you would bring them up if it's, like, two outs. Yeah. And you wouldn't give yourself another out.
Well, you gotta give me something. He has to wear.
It has to be like a power play. Like there has to be some kind of repercussions.
Gotta be
like
a give and take.
Or when you lose a challenge, like you lose a timeout.
Yeah.
You know, and they do this with the pitch clock. You get an automatic ball, or you can advance a runner, or things like that. So I do agree with Marcos. There has to be, if they were to actually do this, it does feel like there has to be. What if you have to lose a player on defense, power play style?
Like for the next two outs.
Well, wait, I mean, but if it's the bottom of the ninth, then who cares? What about for next game? He can't.
No,
hit,
no,
hit
he can't do
cycle.
That. Can't do that.
Can't affect the next game.
Ooh, what about? He said, "What if the golden at bat doesn't get on? It counts as two outs. But what if you're like I said? What if you're in the ninth inning and it's the end of the game? Nobody cares about that.
Mm-mm. All right. So we need to find.
How about the other team gets to add an outfielder?
Add an outfielder?
So you get 10 people on the field.
Defenders.
Because you're going to put the golden at bat in there to hit it a home run anyway.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But if he doesn't, you got four outfielders there to catch it.
According to The Athletic, it says, how would the rule work? How would it be worded? This is a mystery no one can answer yet. The truth is baseball hasn't settled on those details, and MLB officials declined to speak with The Athletic on any future rule changes, but lots of variations have been tossed around. Here are some I've heard. Each team gets to pick one at bat at any point in the game, but only once. To play its golden at bat card, they would have to save for the like Juan Soto moment, or played in the second inning where the bases are loaded with the chance to blow up the game. Strategy alert, or there's options. Each team gets a golden at bat per game, except only in the seventh inning or later. The other variation is only a team that is trailing or tied in the ninth or later gets to use the golden at bat.
The problem with that is the game would last forever, because what if you then want to change pitchers? And what if you can only change pitchers a certain amount of times and you've already done it?
Mm.
So then it affects how you change pitchers.
I want less verbiage in the rules. I don't like the after
everything
seven
is, has verbiage.
I just want it real quick. You get one golden at bat, use it wisely. That put that in the rule book. Just that. Because the other one is like, you know, after the seventh inning for the losing team, if they have two outs on a Monday and it's 45 degrees outside, then you can use your golden at bat. Too much words. You can use one golden at bat.
Because we do get greedy with these rules. You know, remember like Spo would always hate the challenge because then he's like, here we go. And then all of a sudden now you can win challenges along the way. Like they're always going to add to this because soon enough there'll be two golden at bats. If we don't make it as special as it needs to
or
be.
Or a golden pitch.
And it can't be the same golden at bat guy? Mm. Are you just going to have one guy bat seven times a game?
I don't know. Well, he was saying, like, here's the potential wrinkle. The Royals use their golden bat to let Bobby Witt lead off the ninth. He makes it out. But who's batting second? What do you know? It's his turn in the lineup again. So he gets to hit twice.
Twice. That's good. That's good right there. That's
then
good.
What if he gets on base?
That's a good question.
Then
Ghost runner?
Ghost runner. No. Pinch runner?
Yeah, I think you. Yeah, the Golden Runner. Then I think has
the
to take
Golden
over,
Runner do it again.
Wow. You guys are golden idiots.
Oh, this kind of right? feels like, wow. Like
Ghost Runner. Ghost Runner.
I was
like a Ghost Runner
in baseball.
What? Yeah.
If you didn't have enough players for backyard baseball, you'd do Ghost Runner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're playing a sport where a guy's getting $70 million a year.
Mm. Totally fair.
Pay the bills. Like, yeah, not your backyard where you don't even have enough room for a whole ballpark.
Okay, well, sponsor the Ghost. The Ghost Runner is sponsored by Prize Picks, so he's getting paid too. And
well, they have to pay nobody.
No, they're paying the Ghost.
Gosh, Stugatz and Billy going to be able to sue Major League Baseball for this? This feels like copyright infringement. Ooh,
that's true. And I mean, it was on air, so they have proof.
Yeah. Man, crazy. I do kind of like it, though. I don't know who the Marlins golden at bat guy would be. I guess it would be Xavier Edwards or Berger at this point.
No, it'd be Pudge Rodriguez coming back every time.
Dave South did make a very, very good point there. Marcos used 1,000 words to say he wants less verbiage.
Well, I was mimicking there.
The golden frog.
Well, you know what happens when you have a golden at bat? You get on a...
Oh, yeah. How could anyone forget about that? Yeah, of course.
Dude.
Made him a memorable. Made him a memorable.
Oof.
Wait, could you imagine asking him that question and he'd give that answer? Like, me and Toby would never be able to be like... Mm. Toby would look at me.
I'm glad I wasn't in the locker room for that one. Excuse me? Then I would have gotten kicked out.
I would have just said something if it was just us, the three of us. Hey, dog, what's my mama?
You know.
Made him a mama.
There is no way.
We'll take a break. Final segment coming on up.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week.
We can't wait to meet you there.